is the Carb, and I am the Old School, talking about wrestling, suck it heavy set, WrestleCast Live, episode 171, recorded live to tape, June 7th, 2017. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. This is a show where we talk about the serious world of having a serious discussion of the non-serious world of professional wrestling. Take two. I'm Old School here with the Iron Man, Mr. Carpe Diem.
More of an Iron Man than the host of this show.
Hey, man, I was busy, man. I was in Toronto going to see that Blue Jay call, yes.
Sucking off a dude, from what I heard.
Sucking off a dude. You're sucking off your mom. All right.
All the time.
24/7. Had a blast. You'll hear more about it on STFU. But heavy set, if you're listening, we might need you again next week because I'm off again because I'm in Vancouver. Can I tag you in one more time? Let's find out. Heavy set, let me know on GroupMe. Anyway, speaking of next week, no, we're going to talk about right now, actually. And we're going to get first off, were you able to see Extreme Rules, Carpe Diem?
I was. It was the post Extreme Rules evening was a little frustrating, but Extreme Rules itself.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's get right into Extreme Rules 2017. Extreme Rules 2017 was, overall, in my opinion, a little bit of a disappointment. Carp, I want to get your overall number on 10 before we break the matches down.
On 10?
Yeah.
5.
I'm hearing myself. Mr. Carpe Diem, I agree. Five, six. It was very lackluster. Very unextreme for an Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Let's get into the first match. The kickoff match, which I was not able to see. Carp, were you able to see Kalisto against Apollo Crews?
Unfortunately, the bar we go to does not have the network, so yeah. I was not.
Yeah, it was, I wasn't able to see it either.
Just skip it.
You know, I'm sure it was fantastic. Kalisto wins by a roll-up, so yeah, must have been just an absolute blockbuster. Next up was the first match on the card, The Miz versus Dean Ambrose. Miz wins this. Nothing too spectacular, entertaining in terms of charisma for the two, because, you know, people shit on Ambrose, but I mean, he could still pull off a decent match. I'm liking the fact that they put the title on Miz because just Ambrose is doing nothing with it in terms of, you know what I mean? I love that him having the heater and people chasing Miz.
Nice, solid, long match. I enjoyed the Marie slap me, like trying to get himself DQ'd.
Yeah, just the cheap heel tactics, you know?
Like with the Elias Samson build, why wasn't Elias Samson involved? He should have gotten involved in this match and then did his musical number.
Yeah, because doesn't he owe Miz one or something like that?
That's when his song, he said that.
So. Yeah, you'd figure he would have done that. Okay, next matchup, Sasha Banks and Rich Swann against Alicia Fuchs and Noam Dar. To my surprise, the hometown kid actually fucking wins a match. I think they broke that streak. I don't know how many matches it was. This was more surprising in terms of entertainment value than I thought of. I thought it was going to be more of a throwaway match. It was actually pretty decent. Good back and forth. Alicia and Sasha worked really hard. And Rich Swann and Noam Dar. You know, those two, they fought a couple times now, so you could tell they're a bit seasoned together. I enjoyed it. I give it a 7. Your thoughts?
These intergender matches are starting to feel like two singles matches happening at the same time. If they're going to start having intergender, I know they're against guys hitting the girls and stuff, but maybe, like, not hit them, but wrestle them. You know, collar and elbow tie-up and things like that I'd be all fine with. Like, even an arm drag, but not actually striking the girl. I don't know, I'm kind of getting tired of these matches in general when they happen, so it was a 4 out of 10 for me.
Wow, okay. Next up, Cesaro and Sheamus, new tag team champions, defeating the Hardy Boys. This was a bit...
You missed the women's match.
You know what? I think everybody missed it. If you went to take a piss, you missed the women's match. But great segue. Alyssa Bliss.
Is that
it's the first? Yeah, no, it's the first lady of wrestling, Alyssa Bliss. it's Miss Alyssa Bliss.
Are you drunk?
No, I swear to God, I'm not. I'm not. I'm fasting, but I'm not drunk. Alexa Bliss defeats Bayley, and this was fucking 5 minutes. No comeback from the face. I was like, after I saw the three count, I'm like, what? Like, it was just very surprising. What do you think they're doing with this kind of squash? Did they just say the segment was so bad, I want to end this as soon as possible? Or is this, they're trying to generate some love for Bayley because of the squash match? What do you think the booking, what was the idea with the booking here?
I don't know. I mean, they had Bayley get squashed, basically, what it felt like. And, like, under 6 minutes. Is Bayley hurt, maybe? I don't know what the hell's going on, man.
I'm not sure what happened there. If you guys have any insight, please let us know, because I'm very curious. It was a big shocker. I'm very curious what's going on with that. Take two on Cesaro and Sheamus defeating the Hardy Boys, new champs. This was a slow pace at the beginning, but it picked up. When they started doing spots, Hardy did a fucking flip off the top. And both of the teams really put a lot of effort into it. I give it an 8. Definitely one of the best matches on the card, in my opinion. A lot of spots. Was fun.
It was weird that, like, oh, he's out of the cage, he's fine. And there was multiple occasions where Matt could have pushed Sheamus or Cesaro out and then followed him right after. So, like, Matt was being dumb to me. Yeah. It looked, what was happening was stupid. And then bringing Jeff back in, and then, well, he's no longer out of the cage. I don't know. It was weird.
I don't hate that, because, like, you see, he was seeing the tag team, so he had to get back in. But, okay. I didn't hate the fact that he came back. But here's the thing in general. Cage matches, if done realistically, would end in a minute. Like, literally all four would bolt for the door. You'd push one guy out of the way, and it'd be over. So you have to suspend realism a little bit. It is a fucking show, right? So, but yes, it does. Those stupid things will happen because of that. But for what it was, you know, leaving disbelief, you know, suspending belief for a little bit, I thought it was good. I mean, the older guys can work. So kudos. Even though, again, I don't like the Hardy Boys because of that. I'm not going to say it again. No broken gimmick, so I like the fact that they're pushing the other two guys now. But yeah, for what it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting worse, and I got something slightly better. So
next up, Neville and Austin Aries. Neville retained, and I was one of two people that actually bet that Neville would retain. I put points on it as well. I was convinced that he would retain, and I was correct. And this is probably the best match out of the three they've had on the pay-per-views so far. Great pace to it. They gave him a lot of time to work with. And Aries kind of the near miss again. I don't know what they're going to do with him, but I actually thought it was really good. Your thoughts?
That red arrow to Aries' back looked disgusting.
Yeah,
and then that just was right into the Rings of Saturn.
I love it.
I don't understand, if it's a submission-only match, why, if the guy grabs the rope, that you count to disqualify him. Like, no, the rope shouldn't be a factor in a submission match.
Have they been previously, or is that a new thing? I'm trying to remember.
It feels like it's a new thing. I don't know. Just Extreme Rules wasn't as extreme rule-y as I was expecting it to be. Yeah. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's just the current product. But you'd figure they would add a chairs match or something. But no, it was, you know, they laxed the rules a little bit. I mean, apart from the cage is just a cage match. It didn't go that crazy. And the kendo stick was 5 minutes. And that's pretty much the only, you know, extreme thing you had. Onto the main event, Samoa Joe beating, to a lot of people's surprise, defeating the other four guys, Roman Reigns, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and Bray Wyatt. Samoa Joe's kind of replacing Strowman, so that's, I'm guessing Strowman would have won this match. I mean, it's cool that he's now being put to the front. He's working well. We're going to save the Raw stuff for a bit later, but yeah, it was surprised, but the match was very quick-paced. Love the spots. Like, all these five ways are definitely entertaining, but this one stepped up. Roman Reigns was hated again. That's, you know, that's okay. Like, the fans think he's a heel when he's a face. Whatever. That's cool. Bray Wyatt dominated a lot of this match. I like the double teaming at the beginning, you know, just acting smart. But yeah, I have no issue with Samoa Joe winning. I think it's great. He has his experienced guy. Him and Lesnar is going to be an entertaining match. And this match, I give an 8. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. This was definitely one of the second best match of the night. I mean, the best match was realistically the cage match, except for the stupidity that happened at the end. Joe winning was a surprise. I'm very happy with that. I do believe Joe is a contender for Brock, so
yeah. And in my opinion, like, he's not going to beat Brock, but at least he's going to have an entertaining match with him. And that's going to push Brock to like a Finn Balor or something a bit later. So it makes sense they're going to give a guy like Joe to him. But it's going to be fucking... I think Joe's going to push Brock a little bit. And Joe's looks like a guy who can take an ass whooping too. So that's I'm really looking forward to that match actually. Okay. That was the pay-per-view. We got our thoughts. We got our score. Let's get on to the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
And no set script, but just stuff that that came across. Did you hear about this thing about a theme park or like they're working on rides potentially for a Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before that we believe there should be an actual physical Hall of Fame.
Right.
And I guess with the extreme ride that WrestleMania was, maybe they're thinking, hey, we can do this. We can make an entertainment park. So I would be okay with that.
Yeah, but apparently they're making the one company that makes rides for theme parks and stuff has put in one of their flyers that they're working with WWE for stuff that's going to be indoors and outdoors and international. So that my guess it's going to be like a touring thing that they could do with their WWE access. But also, this could be something for an actual physical Hall of Fame. And I really hope they do one, because they definitely have a shit ton of memorabilia. They have a fucking warehouse so they can pull stuff from. I think fans would definitely go to it. It'd be like a mecca thing. You go to WrestleMania, you got to go to the Hall of Fame and pay your respects. So I think it would be something I definitely want to go to. So I hope they do it. We'll see.
I mean, Vince is a billionaire, but it'd be cool if they built their own stadium to like have WrestleManias all the time, like a 100,000 person stadium that they rent out for other occasions. But every WrestleMania in that location.
I don't agree with that. You want to have it's a touring company.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying they should do it. I'm saying it would entertain the idea. I think it would be interesting because the cities that they go to for Mania, they're pulling in like $100 million that weekend, those cities. So,
but why have a physical thing then you have to manage like the whole year? I think they're best off renting. I mean, doesn't make sense to me that they would stay in one place. Are you going to constantly get the same crowds? Like if you go to Chicago 1 year, if you go to New York 1 year, if you go to Orlando, you're going to get more of a hype. You're going to have more of a local crowd. So I wouldn't see that really working, but Twitter, let us know. Should they plant their feet and actually build a stadium? That's the first time I've ever heard that suggested. So we'll see.
It's a wacky idea. You never know.
It's better than, as Heavy said, we constantly say that TJP should have a heel theme. The Roman Reigns needs to stop.
Is burying everyone.
Yeah, burying everybody. Yeah. Okay. And Heavyset might have quoted one of my things saying he should change his theme, and now he's going face. And so he kind of rubbed it in my face. So I'm just going to pretend that that never happened, and we're not going to mention it. All right, next news story. Have you seen the promo for Great Balls of Fire? They used the fucking theme. So they actually paid for the theme.
Did they pay for it, or is it so old?
I don't think it's Creative Commons. No, I think we had this discussion like 2 weeks ago too. I do not think it's great Creative Commons. If I'm wrong, Heavyset, I'm sure will be able to rub it in my face like he usually does with everything else. So Heavyset, let me know if I'm wrong with that. Great Balls of Fire, I do not believe is Creative Commons, and I just don't see. This has got to be a McMahon thing because it makes no sense. But they're going through with it. So, hey, Great Balls of Fire. We're looking forward to it. Okay. And I'm going to be hosting that pay-per-view actually as well. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to post the Money in the Bank. And I was looking forward to kind of, but because I won't be in town for that. But I'm very much looking forward to that pay-per-view. Anything else on the newswire that we should be discussing?
The Thumb of America is broken.
What the fuck? Okay, who heard it? Was it Shinsuke? Did he fuck it up or what? Okay, I'm not hearing anything from you, so you're probably not sure.
I was on mute. He posted a message where he's wearing a thumb brace, and he's like, the Thumb of America is broken, but don't worry, I will be back for Money in the Bank. Something like that.
Well, I don't think a thumb will put you out, right? Like, unless maybe you can't do power moves, but is it the right thumb or the left thumb? Yeah. You're not prepared, Cart. Fuck, man.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, I rushed home from a softball game to be on this show.
Oh, excuse me, Cart.
That's how
important. Thank you so much, Cart.
That's how important my Iron Man streak is.
Douche. All right, so we got Lillian Garcia making a surprise NXT appearance. Do you think she's coming back?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, I'm okay with her coming back, but I also like JoJo, so.
JoJo's fucking hot too, man. She's gotten hotter. I don't know what she's done. Got her makeup done, her hair did, whatever the fuck. She's got curves, man. She's short, she's hot. I don't know, I'm liking some JoJo. And I like the SmackDown announcer too. I think he's good.
Yeah. So Owens posted on his Twitter, sad to report that the hashtag Thumb of America is broken, but fear not. I am in fact the toughest man alive and will not be missing any ring time. He posted it before SmackDown. So the thumb was already broken.
There you go. All right.
Nope. Nothing else. Just says he was already broken. He's wearing a brace on his thumb.
All right. That's news for this week. Let's get into Raw. What's your keep, toss, or improve for Raw, Carp?
Samoa Joe dropping the mic, backing Heyman up into a corner. Now here's what's going to happen. I'm going to wrap my arms around your neck, like, just because the camera being there and it being so close, and then him choking out Heyman. I loved it. I thought it was great. It's like, listen, you know, it was a listen to me, here's what's going to happen, motherfucker. And he followed up on it.
Yeah, because nobody really, I'm going to have to agree with you, actually. That was my highlight, too, because nobody really has gotten into Heyman's face or like physically got involved with Heyman. You know, maybe there was like a tease and then Brock would run out or something, or like he'd talk down to him. But Joe is really taking advantage of this opportunity and he's showing like, you're not going to fuck with me, you know? And it's kind of heel face-ish, but I love it. I'm really happy for Joe. And I'm again, like I said, I'm just looking forward to this match. And he's, whatever happens, my guess is he loses. But it's still a great opportunity for him. And he really gets to show his badassery, as it were.
It was just, he was so calm. And he's like, goes right in his face, something very bad will happen to you right now. And I want you to take this message back to Lesnar and tell it to him in great detail as only you can, because I will put my arms around your throat. You will feel weak and your vision will get blurry. And I want you to take that feeling back to Lesnar in great detail. And then he just slaps the choke on him. I thought like, wow.
Yeah.
I,
intense as fuck.
I never saw like, I knew Joe was good in the ring and good on the mic. I did not expect this out of him on WWE TV.
Yeah, man. All right, Raw. I agree with you as well. SmackDown. Let's get into it. I'm going to start from my SmackDown keep. It's going to be the women's division, that initial promo at the beginning of the show and the six-woman tag. And surprising, kind of like, not an improve, but like, I think the Lana reaction she got at the beginning of the segment surprised not only the people in the ring, but just the people in the back. I don't think they expected them to fucking chant at the top of their lungs, "We want Lana." That clap, 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 clap. "We want Lana." But the whole fucking arena was doing it. And it just goes to show, even if she's doing some kind of stupid dancer gimmick, I don't get it. She should have just been the fucking Russian whatever. And I don't like the fact that she didn't break the accent, whatever. That is what it is. She's still fucking gorgeous and over as hell with the crowd, Carp. So your thoughts on Lana, but in a second. But yeah, the segment was well done. They were all given some time to on the mic. Charlotte, I like the kind of tweener. She's perfect in that role. Even Naomi had a good attitude there. All of them shined, and the match too was entertaining. Becky Lynch too, like all of them are stepping up. And it's great to see that SmackDown's giving them a chance. So that'd be my keep. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoy that. I'm going to reserve my judgment for Lana until I see her in the ring. Apparently, she's been doing great on house shows or NXT shows or whatever. So we know she could talk. Now she just has to back it up in the ring with her action.
Yeah, and it's not like the SmackDown matches were that great. I mean, one of the matches was actually Jinder Mahal and fucking Mojo Rawley, you know? But because of how they're placing these guys, it's actually more entertaining, and it seems like just Raw's missing that. I mean, I'm liking the cell phone kind of fucking that little mystery thing that's going on Raw. But SmackDown is using their guy so much better because they're giving him backstory and giving him a reason to love or hate them. I mean, imagine 2 months ago, Jinder Mahal fucking, you know, and he's coming out the modern, I keep fucking saying it, but the modern day Maharaja, he's got like the Singh brothers, he's got the fucking, like the rug he goes on and stuff. Like that makes him legitimate, you know, it makes me want to give a shit about this guy. So it SmackDown, that fucking formula needs to be done on both shows, man. Because I'm liking SmackDown, and out of the two again, and I don't know what the fucking streak is. I think it's 5 or 6 weeks, but SmackDown wins it again for me this week, Carp. How about you?
Well, my keep is this doesn't taste like the cologne's cologne.
Yeah, that was great.
And then the New Day crossover with the man romper.
We're just black and you're white.
And then even the how basically Breeze and Fandango are psychic now and can read each other's thoughts. It's so over the top.
Ridiculous.
But so entertaining.
And even the Usos, like, I fucking have always hated them. And again with their promo this week, they're fucking bringing it. I love the attitude. And the screaming and the shit talking and like they just I'm liking the Usos now. Imagine
Something was off with the Usos this week. They didn't say 12 days.
They didn't say is it actually 12 days? Yeah.
Well, the first time it was 12 days.
No, but they kept
in 12 days.
They did the repeating thing. Like they were saying how like you got served kind of thing with the insults. Yeah, yeah. So they're good. Dicks. They're fucking good. They stepped that up too. These guys.
Yeah. No, they play good dicks. Or assholes. So
The only thing that's stagnant right now is New Day. Imagine saying that. You know what I mean? You got fucking Jinder Mahal. You got the fucking Usos, Breezango, and the only thing that's stagnant and stale is the fucking New Day. Imagine saying that 2 months ago. SmackDown is, you know, and I shit on SmackDown so much, man. But that's my show, man. That's yeah. Fucking the Rocket. I love the show. What can I say?
Yeah, no, SmackDown's been working. It even feels like they're actually giving time to their matches, even though they're only 2 hours.
Yep.
So, yeah, just better writers on SmackDown right now.
Cruiserweight division, Carp. Dead in 2 months, agree or egregious?
Egregious. They're going to cram it down our throat for at least another six.
Wow. Okay.
They want it to take off. They want it to work.
You could tell they're behind it like they're behind Roman Reigns. Yeah, I agree. Well, I'll see what happens. All right, get on to feedback. That'd be the emails. Katie was supposed to be on the show this week, but she's going to be celebrating an early birthday. So happy birthday, Katie. And if you want to wish happy birthday, and if you want to wish her a happy birthday, at Katie First Lady on Twitter. I'm sure she would appreciate it. Okay, her email this week. Hey, dropping another email this week. Quick thoughts on Extreme Rules. I liked everything except the women's title match. I don't know what's going on with Bayley. Same thing. I don't know what's going on with Bayley. But this match and what happened with This Is Your Life was not doing her any favors. Agreed. My keep for Raw and SmackDown. Everything with Samoa Joe is awesome right now. Yeah, she's just pretty much echoing what we're saying. And he is a straight up badass. And it makes more excited. I think she means. And it makes me more excited to see the match with him and Brock. And I like the return of Lana getting her title shot at Naomi. Okay, Katie, don't you think it's a little too fast, though? I mean, she hasn't had a fucking match and she gets a title shot. I would say, agree with me here, Carp, give her a title, give her a match, but non-title.
Well, no, Naomi's a fighting champion, right? So
no, but it's like the other five women have to kill themselves over a briefcase and just Lana shows up and gets a title match?
Hey, Daniel Bryan's not there to argue against Shane right now, so whatever Shane decides, and Shane's pretty much of a pushover.
Hot chicks get all the perks, agree or egregious?
Agree.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if this will go the Jinder route and they'll put the title on her. I don't think so, but it's curious. I'm curious now. And she says, I'm curious to see how she's progressed in the ring, and she may surprise us. We'll see. That's it for me this week. Lady, later, Katie, the First Lady. Okay, yeah. Okay, do they put the title on her? Because that'd be insane, right?
It would be insane, but if they kick off with that ladies' match and Lana wins, you throw Naomi in the Money in the Bank.
And you have Naomi win now?
No, you just throw her in the Money in the Bank.
I'm liking Naomi as champ. I think it would cut it short. Although, if you want to debut somebody big, we saw that with Paige when she beat AJ Lee. You give her the title. So we'll see. Do you think it happens?
I doubt it, but you never know. Wrestling's been catching me off guard with things like Jinder Mahal winning.
Yeah, and some Mojo.
Mojo winning and things like that. So you never know.
All right, next. Oh, fuck. I just deleted his email. Hold on. Deleted items. Recover. Deleted items. Recover. No, move to. Don't want to delete it. There we go. Okay, take two. Opening and email. Here we go. What's up, Wrestlecasters? This is from, by the way, Mikey Misfit. Almost deleted your email live there. Saved it. What's up, Wrestlecasters? Just had a couple of quick questions on my mind this week, so let's get into it. Would you keep Samoa Joe and Brock separated in the build to their match at Great Balls of Fire? I say 100 fucking percent. Maybe have like him run in the ring and run out, but do not have them instigate or fight at all. You agree, Carp?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I missed what you were saying.
Yeah, Great Balls of Fire. Do you keep Joe and Brock separated the whole time?
Yeah, on Raw until the pay-per-view. So you should for sure do that.
Yeah, because I think it builds anticipation. They've never gone against each other too. And both of them can talk their way to Joe and Heyman can talk their way to a pay-per-view and get people invested in it. Second question. What now for Bayley? Is this the start of WWE creative breaking her down and hitting refresh on her character? She got a surprising amount of booze at the start of her match with Alexa at Extreme Rules, so it seems some fans are getting tired of the same act. And it's interesting. It almost seems to me, and I'd like to get your thoughts, Carp, because SmackDown seems like just the non-douchey audience. Like, there was even a Let's Go Jinder, Let's Go Mojo chant. They're more invested in matches. They have a better... They're just more engaging, and they're not assholes. Whereas the Raw fans are just those old fucking dicks who just want to troll and be the show instead of enjoying the show. I really hear a huge difference between a SmackDown and a Raw audience. And sometimes they're even in the same city. It just, with that NXT, they're just more engaged with the product when it comes out. And I don't know why exactly, but people are just such pessimistic asshole fans with Raw. And, you know, the Bayley character isn't anything different from NXT, and she got mad over with NXT, and it's just, with that Raw audience, it is not working. Your thoughts on that first, and then we'll get to the question.
I don't know where they're going with Bayley. Like, with the squash like that, man, I feel like she might be injured or something. Like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm surprised that I don't know if they're trying to make Alexa Bliss look like a legit goddess, as they were saying.
Yeah.
Or if Bayley's hurt, who knows? So I'll give it a couple of weeks to see if and when she returns, and we'll go from there. The Raw fans, man, they're starting with whatever opens that, and then they're not getting, it's almost too long. I think people are just burning out, and they're like, let's entertain ourselves now.
They get fed up, and they say, fuck it, yeah.
That's why I think 205 is such a failure. It should not be after SmackDown.
Yep, you've heard my thoughts on it. It should be taped just after NXT with that kind of crowd. More engaging. Next question. Agree or egregious? Bray Wyatt has hit his ceiling and will not be WWE champion again. I agree. I haven't been engaged with his character at all recently. I mean, he had a decent match at Extreme Rules, but he needs a reset button. This guy needs some time off or a refresh or something. Maybe a new stable of people. Maybe Sister Abigail. But yeah, I don't even think the company sees anything in him anymore, too. So I would agree, never champion ever again. Your thoughts?
I think he needs something new like Kofefe, and that'll help him.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, the character like just naturally is good, but he's lost so many times now, it's not believable. People aren't behind him anymore.
He comes out and he's like, I'm going to destroy these men. And then Roman comes out and beats him. What next? Yeah. Like, and then he's going to lose to Seth, and then he's going to lose to Finn. He either needs a really good feud, or he's got to bring in the sister, finally.
Take care and have a nice week. Always looking in from the outside. Mikey Misfit. Thank you very much for the email, Mr. Misfit. All right. Our last email is from Mr. Fourth Row. It's a go. It's a go, Mr. Fucking Fourth Row email for this week. And I added the fucking. Is it me, or Is it more often than not that the heels get championship celebrations? Do you think this might just be because it's easier to write or play out on TV? Any other thoughts about this? Mr. Fucking Fourth Row. That's not my view. That's my view, not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive fucking seats, but from the fucking fourth row. Carp, your thoughts.
Watch your language. I mean, it's they're getting heel heat. That's what they do. That's why they do it.
Well, yeah, because if they did a face championship celebration, you'd hate them. Like, it just doesn't see. It seems counterintuitive to, like, go over the top happy that's a face one. You do it to antagonize. That's the whole thing, that to showboat and say, hey, I'm the fucking champ. That would you want to give that negative reaction? I don't know if you can do that in a face capacity.
No, you can't. You cannot do it in a face capacity unless the plan is to turn the face heel.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for the email, Mr. Fourth Row. We've come to the end of the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Carpe diem. Go ahead.
As for usual, Kayla Carpe diem on the Twitter machine at All Beer Inside. We'll be recording June 24th. Get your stuff in, people. We'd like to thank Living Legend for him providing an email for us to speak about. Unlike Mr. Old School and Charlie, who like to hijack my episodes.
No more hijacking. The only thing I will do going forward is submit a beer story, and then I'll wait for you to approve and read it and fucking do whatever. There's no more sabotaging 10-4, because every subject I bring up derails the show. Even though I have the best of intentions, it gets super serious and awkward for whatever reason. So going forward, lesson learned, no more fucking subjects being brought up.
Then again, Charlie's not recording the next episode with us, so maybe you could bring something up, because in general, myself, C-Money, and Phil will pretty much give you the exact same advice.
There you go.
So maybe that'll be a little more fluid. anyways, and unfortunately, you forgot the beer that you wanted us to drink.
Oh my God, I was about to say that. Okay, so on the Toronto trip, I did we did kind of our own beer tasting tour of all these kind of, it's not a brew pub, it's actually the brewery, and they have just like a bar at each brewery, and you just sit down and fucking drink all, they have like a taster's pack. I forget what the term is.
The word you're looking for is tap room.
Okay, cool. I didn't know what it was called. And they're all close to each other, too. So there's literally one next door from the other one. One's like this fucking suave, gorgeous kind of thing with the barrels and just this thing. The other one looks like an 80s, like, garage with a fucking pinball machine.
Yeah, I believe you're in the distillery district.
Yeah, it was really cool. So anyways, Reinhard Brewing. I tried like a porter. I tried like a Belgian. All of them were fucking fantastic. I was liking all four beers. And I'm like, okay, fuck this. I have to bring it back for the tasting. I bring it back to Sean's place. And then Sean accidentally drinks one. I give him shit, make him go back to get the beer. And then at the end of it, I forget all four and I drive off like an idiot. I was so pissed. And I only found out when I arrive, and all I see is this text from Sean saying, hey, make sure, hopefully you got home okay. By the way, you left all your beer at the fridge. I'm like, fuck. Anyways, I'm like, enjoy it, but fuck.
So I'll be heading out in the Ottawa Valley area for all their breweries this weekend. So I will be on beer. And thanks to Living Legend, I'm going to do my best to get four different types of Innocent Gun we haven't tried before.
Is there a... find out, maybe because in Ontario they might deliver. If you see Reinhard, fucking buy all of them, and I'll give you the cash. If not, I'm sure I'll be in Toronto soon, in the next couple of months or something, so I'll definitely go and pick them up, because they're fucking good.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, anyways.
I'm not too worried about it. Yeah. So yeah, at allbeerinside or allbeerinside@gmail.com. Send your shit in. CFL Easy Picks, hopefully we'll be starting up within the next 2 weeks.
At STFU Old School, you can find me on Twitter at STFU Podcast. Same thing for our show. If you want to discuss some shit, don't be shy. Send us an email, tweet. That is shut the fuck up, STFUpodcast.com. Or you can find us, of course, on the brand new Trending Topics Network, where you can find some great shows like Wrestling Cheers featuring the one and only Heavy Set. You've got The Tuts Experience featuring Kiwi Tuts. I apologize for the last All Beer Inside. It wasn't me.
I recorded a new disclaimer, so if he listened after the disclaimer, it's his own fault.
It's his fault you drop F-bombs.
It's your fault I dropped F-bombs.
It's not, hold on, don't hold on a second. That's like slapping the wife and blaming her for doing it. Shut the fuck you fucking hypocrite. And also check out other great shows like What's on Fight. And okay, they have fucking swag. They have t-shirts. They're smart. They send t-shirts to guests and shit, and they tweet it. So we need a t-shirt. We'll work on that. WrestleCast t-shirt. Check it out when it comes out. And that's it for this week. Like, hold your emails for next week, or maybe check with Heavy Set if he can do the show. If you can come up one more time and host, if not, save your emails, because I will not be here next week. I'll be in Vancouver. Show will return as to normal in 2 weeks' time. That is it for us this week. Thank you very much for listening, and suck my dick. Bye.